start recording. I was just reading, I read Hamsadutta yesterday and today. Today I started Hamsadutta. I read Uddhava Sandesh. It's so beautiful, I really like Uddhava Sandesh. It's like the first parikrama of Vrindavan, Krishna led parikrama. He tells Uddhava where to go in different pastime places. Gives the route by which Uddhava should go to another ground. But there's a beautiful verse. Let's see if I can find it. It's reminiscent, I'm quoting because it's reminiscent of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's the same. And this is Krishna speaking, Uddhava Sandesh. Just here. Just here. Here. Text 82. And Krishna is Krishna's telling Uddhava what some gopis said before he gives the message of the Sandesh. Which is to different gopis, main gopis. Chand starts with Chandravali and Shaivya and Bhadra, and it ends with a long message for Srimati Radharani. To them it's one, maximum two verses. But before that, then he talks about what gopis said when he was leaving. And this is what one gopi said. A gopi said, "Friend, I have not even..."
When who's leaving?
When he was leaving. Krishna was leaving to Mathura. Mm-hmm. And he was telling Uddhava, this is what different gopis said. "Friend, I have not even the slightest particle of the fragrance of love for Krishna. Please know that when I weep, I'm merely teaching the other gopis how fortunate they were to associate with Krishna. This must be true, for now I'm without any shelter and I'm unable to see Krishna's handsome face as he places the food, yet I still maintain the warmth that is my life." It's just like that verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what does he say?
"If you see tears in my eyes while I'm chanting, you should know it's just a show.
Yeah.
I actually loved Krishna. I would have died long ago from separation."
Prema gando smi swadatati. So prema gando. Here's also used the word prema gando. Yeah. It sort of elaborates a little on that, clarifies. And now it's Krishna saying what Gopi said. There was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely absorbed in that mood. Okay, but you have to tell me where we left off, because I'm just using folio so much.
Okay.
I don't know. 19.
50, text 50.
Text 50. Apanara karma dosha. Apanara karma dosha, tora kiba karirosha, toya moya sambandha vidura. Je amara prananat, ekatra rahi yan rasat, she krishna hoila nitura. But this is the fault of my own destiny. Oh, can you give a little summary of what happened up to now?
Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radha Bhava when Krishna's leaving. Krishna left for Mathura, and you're hearing Udgurna. We discussed Udgurna, which is a heightened state of bewilderment.
Heightened state of bewilderment, accompanied by prajapa or mad talks. But this is the fault of my own destiny. Why should I needlessly accuse you? There is no intimate relationship between you and me. Krishna, however, is my life and soul. It is we who live together, and it is he who has become so cruel.
So she's switched from providence to now directly, personally, Krishna.
Yes. Yeah, now it's Krishna who's going to get it. Shava tyaji bhaji janre se apana hata mare nari vadhe krishnira nahi bhai tanralari amimari ulatina chahi hori kshanamatre bhangila pranay. He for whom I have left everything is personally killing me with his own hands. Krishna has no fear of killing women. Indeed, I'm dying for him, but he doesn't even turn his back to look at me. Within a moment, he has broken off our loving affairs. Krishna kene karirosa apana durdaiva dosa pakila mora e papapal. Jai Krishna, mora prema dhin, tara hoila udashin, e mora abhagya prabhav. Yet why should I be angry with Krishna? It's the fault of my own misfortune. The fruit of my sinful activities has ripened, and therefore Krishna, who has always been dependent on my love, is now indifferent. This means that my misfortune is very strong. Hey, Mata Gaura Roy, Vishade Kari Haya Hai, Ha Ha, Krishna Tumi Gila Kati, Gopi Bhavaridai, Taravaki Vilapai, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in the mood of separation, "Alas, alas, O Krishna, where have you gone?" Feeling in his heart the ecstatic emotions of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agonized in their words, saying, "O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava." You've seen that book by Jiva Goswami, just all, it always ends, the last line is always, "O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava." It's a short, something short. I forget what its name is. Tabe Swarupa Rama Roy Korinana Upai Mahaprabhura Kari Ashvashana Gaina Sangamagita Prabhura Pirayla Chitta Prabhura Kichu Stira Hailaman. Sarv Damodar Ramananda Roy then devised various means to pacify the Lord. They sang songs of meeting that transformed his heart and made his mind peaceful. E mata vilapite ardha ratri gila gambirate swarupa goshani prabhure shoyala. E mata vilapite ardha ratri gila gambire swarupa goshani prabhure shoyala. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in this way, half the night passed. Then Sarva Damodar made the Lord lay down in the room known as Gambira. Prabhura Shoyana Ramananda Gila Ghari Swarupa Govinda Shuli Gambira Dhari. After the Lord was made to lie down, Ramananda Roy returned home and Sarva Damodar and Govinda lay down at the door of the Gambira. Prema Veshe Mahaprabhura Gara Gara Ma Nama Shankirtana Kori Korina Jagaran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed away all night, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his mind overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy. Virahe Vyakula Prabhu Udvege Utila Gambirara Bhitye Mukhya Ghashite Lakila. Feeling separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so distraught that in great anxiety he stood up and began rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambira. Mukhya Gandina Kikshatta Haila Aparara Bhava Veshe Najan Nena Prabhu Pade Raktadhara. Blood oozed from the many injuries on his mouth, nose, and cheeks, but due to his ecstatic emotions, the Lord did not know it. Sarva Ratri Karina Bhavi Mukha Sangarshana Gong Gong Shabhakarin Swarupa Shunilatakam. In ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rubbed his face against the walls all night long, making a particular sound, gong, gong, which Sarva Damodara could hear through the door. What is this gong, gong? Is it just a, emotional expression? Is it just
peculiar sound?
Some groaning, some I'm just asking whether you know of any significance that it has. Gong, gong. Dipa jwali ghare gela deki prabhu ramukha swarupa govinda dunhar hoila bada dukkha. Lighting the lamp, Swarupa Damodara Govinda entered the room. When they saw the Lord's face, they were filled with sorrow. Prabhure shayate ani shustira koraila kanhe kaila e tumi swarupa puchila. They brought the Lord to his bed, calmed him, and then asked, why have you done this to yourself? Prabhu kahina udvege garina parirahite dvara chahibuli shikhara bahira haite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I was in such anxiety that I could not stay in the room. I wanted to go out and therefore wandered about the room looking for the door. Dvarana hipana mukalagi charibhite kshattahaya raktapade napayayite. Unable to find the door, I kept hitting the four walls with my face. My face was injured and it bled, but I still could not get out. Unmad doshai prabhu rastira nahiman ye kare je bolisha unmad lakshan. In this state of madness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unsteady. Whatever he said or did were all symptoms of madness. Swarup Goshani Tave Chinte Paila Mane Bhakta Gana Lana Vichara Koile Aradhine. Swarup Damodara was very anxious, but then he had an idea. The following day, he and the other devotees considered it together. Shava Bhakta Meli Tave Prabhura Shadhila Shankara Pandite Prabhura Shange Shoyaira. That is interesting that they had an ishtagosti about it, and they discussed it. Okay, here's a problem. And they gathered together. It would be interesting to know which devotees were brought in. And all of a sudden, now this Shankar Pandit comes in, who we'd never really heard of before. After consulting with one another, they entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to allow Shankar Pandit to lay down in the same room with him. Gorgana Dipika, Shankar Pandit, do we know who he is?
I remember.
quickly go there. And it's interesting that he's it's not Ramananda Roy, it's not Raghunath Das Goswami, it's not some other well-known devotee. During Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, he would sometimes sleep peacefully on the chest of Sri Bhadra Gopi. This same Sri Bhadra Gopi later appeared as Shankar Pandit, who was very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, he's talking about, I'm just thinking, was it a young gopi or old gopi? This is text 157, but this is a young gopi, because before that he's talking about Chandravali, and after that he's talking about Taraka and Pali. Shaivya gopi appeared as Damodar Pandit. Hot-tempered Shaivya appeared as Damodar Pandit. And the goddess Saraswati also entered the body of Damodar Pandit. So it was a combined incarnation. And then here it says Srimati Vishakha was Swarup Damodar Goswami. I wonder why that difference of opinion is there. Because the generally understood thing is that he's Lalita and even Srila Prabhupada says that. Prabhupada Twale Shankara Karina Shaina Prabhutanara Upara Karina Pada Prasharana. Thus Shankar Pandit lay at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord placed his legs upon Shankar's body. And I was thinking, to what degree the were devotees aware of their own or others' Krishna Swarup? So here they have their Gaur Swarup, and they also have their Swarup as Krishna's associates, because when Kavi Karnapur writes this, he often makes a statement that this was the opinion of my father as well. So in other words, even during the time of Shivananda Sen, which was during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was discussion about who is what. It wasn't unknown. So, you know, when they talked, did they say, well, she is such and such gopi, and she used to do this before, so, or it was just Krishna's internal potency was just moving them to, okay, we'll take this unknown.
Well, we have the example of the Hara Panchami festival where Mahaprabhu tells Srivas, yeah, you're just acting in Narada Swabhav.
Correct.
So we can understand why you're talking like this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so to what degree do they know? Because ultimately it must also submerge, because their whole hankering and their separation is as sadhakas to attain perfection, as siddhas. So it's sort of part of the mood of their sankirtan and so on. The mood of separation. That's a part and parcel of the mood of separation. Prabhu padopadana bali tandrana mohoila purva vidurejena shri shukavarina. Shankar became celebrated by the name Prabhu Padupadana, the pillow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was like Vidura, as Shukadeva Goswami previously prescribed him. But he said he was like Vidura. Didn't say he was Vidura. I'm just going to scoot over and see who was Vidura. Doesn't say. And then it says, iti bruvanam viduram vinitam sahasya shirshnat charano padhanam parishtaroma bhagavat katayam praniyamano mudirapyachasta. When submissive Vidura, the resting place of the legs of Lord Krishna, had thus spoken to Maitreya, Maitreya began speaking, his hair standing on end due to the transcendental pleasure of discussing topics concerning Lord Krishna. Do you know this pastime, the resting place of the legs of Lord Krishna? Because this means that Krishna also put his legs on, or his feet on Vidura, or at least, I guess Vidura put him in his lap when he massaged him. Shankar Karina Prabhura Pada Sambahana Gumana Padena Taicha Karina Shayana. Shankar massaged the legs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But while massaging, he would fall asleep and thus lie down. In other words, they drawn out in the perfectional stage. They're not, you know.
Okay. Part of the Leela. Well,
wait. Part of the Leela. I think I mentioned that before. There's this. That's in Lalita Madhava. There's a statement by Lalita Devi to Chandravali, who's making fun of her because she has some love marks on her, and seems that you've been attacked by some parrot or something. And Lalita replies, "What can we do? We're so busy during the day doing all kinds of service that sometimes we just fall asleep, and when we do, all of a sudden this mad elephant comes and attacks us, or mad something, someone." But also implying that she sort of fell asleep. Shankar massaged the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but massaging he would fall asleep and thus lay down. Udkhada ange padiya Shankara nidrayai Prabhu uti upana kanta tahare jodai. He would lie asleep without a covering on his body, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get up and wrap him with his own quilt. I was thinking about that the other day. That's such a wonderful gesture. Wrap him with his quilt. Nirantara ghumya Shankara Shigra Chaitan Vashipada Chapi Kari Ratri Jagaran. Shankar Pandit would always fall asleep, but he would quickly awaken sit up again and begin massaging the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this way he would stay awake the entire night. Tandrabhaye Narena Prabhu Bahire Jaite Tandrabhaye Narena Bhite Mukhaba Gashite. Out of fear of Shankar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could neither leave his room nor rub his lotus-like face against the walls. Elila Mahaprabhu Raghunatha Das Gaurange Rastava Kalpa Vikshe Kari Achi Prakash. This pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described very nicely by Raghunath Das Goswami in his book known as Gauranga Rastava Kalpa Vikshe. So it's quite interesting that knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because when I take this fear, it means that Lord Chaitanya was afraid, well, not only to rub his lotus-like face, but he was also afraid to, it curbed his ecstasy that would take him there or lead him out the door. So they took the liberty that, yes, we will, in order to protect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will curb his ecstatic feelings, even at the risk of curbing his ecstatic feelings. And it seems like Lord Chaitanya didn't really interfere. Svakiyasya Panarbuddha Sadrisha Goshtasya Virahat Pralapan Udmadat Satatam Mati Kurvan Vikaladhi Dadad Bhito Shashvad Vadanavidu Garshena Rudiram Kshottatam Gaurango Ridayat Udayam Mam Madayati. Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavan, who were like his own life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. His intelligence was transformed. Day and night he rubbed his moon-like face against the walls and blood flowed from the injuries. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love. Okay.
Amata Mahaprabhu Ratri Divase Prema Sindhu Magna Rohe Kabhu Nube Base. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed immersed day and night in an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes he was submerged, and sometimes he floated. Ekakale Vishakhe Purnamasi Vine Rachikale Mahaprabhu Chalila Udhyane. One full moon night in the month of Vaishak, April, May, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a garden. Jagannatha Balabhnam Udhyana Pradane Pravesh Kalila Prabhu Laya Bhakta Gane. The Lord, along with his devotees, entered one of the nicest gardens called Jagannatha Balabha.
Little louder.
Prapulita Vriksha Bali Yena Vrindavan Shuka Sari Pika Bringa Kore Alapana. In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers, exactly like those in Vrindavan.
Maharaj, Can you speak a little louder? Or are you feeling weak?
In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers, exactly like those in Vrindavan. Bumblebees and birds like the Shuka, Shadi, and Bika talked with one another. Pushpa Ganda Laya Bohe Maloi Pavan Guru Aya Taru Datai Shikaya Natchan. A mild breeze was blowing, carrying the fragrance of aromatic flowers. The breeze had become a guru and was teaching all the trees and creepers how to dance. Purna Chandra Chandrikaya Parama Ujwala Taru Latadi Jyotsnaya Kore Jalama. Brightly illuminated by the full moon, the trees and creepers glittered in the light. Choy Ritu Gana Yahan Vasanta Pradhan Deki Anandita Hoila Gura Bhagavan. The six seasons, especially spring, seem present there. Seeing the guard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was very happy. We tried following this, finding this garden in Puri, but it's kind of paved over like a parking lot or something.
Jagannath Balabha?
That's what they told us. We say no.
Well, I thought Jagannath Balabha was connected to where Lord Chaitanya was also, where Jagannath's buried. Tam's Cemetery, Jagannath Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And it's halfway between Gundicha and Jagannath on the Jagannath Temple side. And theoretically it's accessible from the behind in the temple because Jagannath goes there. It's a garden for Jagannath. Really, it's paved over.
Maybe we got it something wrong or something.
That was my understanding. Maybe wrong.
Lalita Vlavanga Lata Pada Gayoya Nitya Kori Bulen Prabhu Nija Gana Laya. In this atmosphere, the Lord had his associates sing the verse from the Gita Govinda, beginning with the words Lalita Lavanga Lata, as he danced and wandered about with them. Is this verse going to be quoted or no? Looks like no. Prati Vriksha Bali Aiche Brahmite Brahmite Ashokir Tale Krishne Dekena Achambite. As he thus wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashok tree and suddenly saw Lord Krishna.
Okay. What is he seeing?
What is he seeing?
Yeah. I mean, he is Krishna.
Then he's in the Radha Bhava.
He's in Radha Bhava, but he's Krishna. So there's only one Krishna.
But he's taken the position of Radharani.
But he's...
Well, he's into it. He's
taking the position, but he's still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he's just Krishna, whose complexion, taking on the complexion and mood. So he's still Krishna. Who is he seeing?
But if you... Why just analyze him as Krishna? Why not say he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana?
Okay, but he's still Radha Krishna.
All right, so why you go one side? Why not the other side?
Well, he's both.
Okay.
Okay, but then what is he seeing?
Okay, but...
I mean, seeing Krishna, what, is it an expansion? Is it a...
Bhava expansion, you know, manifest Vrindavan.
it just says, Asukila Takagreshi Deka Achambite. Suddenly, Krishna doesn't say Spruti, doesn't say Prakash, it's just Krishna Deki, it's just saying.
Is there any way we could quickly, do you have it in your Acharya based their Gita Govinda verse, Lalita Lavanga Lata.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It doesn't seem to be quoted here.
Well, I think that that may be. Do I have Acharya Goswami? I have it here, and this is Gita Govinda in Balaram, Gita Govinda in Unicode, Gita Govinda PDF. Okay. Let's see if it's exactly right. Oh, here it is. Verse 28. Lalita Lavangala Tapar Rishilana Komala Namaila Shami Madhukura Nikarakam Rambite Kokila Kujita Kunja Kutire Biharati Hari Riha Sarasiva Shante Nrityati Juvati Janina Samam Shaki Viraha Janasya Durante. My dear friend Radha, alas, springtime is excruciating for the forlorn and lonely hearted. Don't look, the Malaya breeze is so enchanting as he arrives and impetuously embraces the tender, charming creepers again and again. The forest bower is permeated with the sweet cuckoo sound of the cuckoos and the drone of bees as they bumble to and fro. Bees bumble to and fro?
Who's the translator?
I don't know. This is from Narayan Raj, but it's, and I don't know who translated it.
What does Lalita Labanga Lata mean?
Doesn't have a word for word. Lalita? No, Lalita. The very charming Lavangalata, the Lavanga creeper. Embraces the tender, charming creeper, so to say, but it's Lavanga creeper.
That's a particular creeper, Lavanga?
Lavanga is the spice. What's that spice? Cardamom.
So Lavanga Lata is a particular
creeper. And then it goes on to different verses. This is a particular song. It's I don't know how it goes. Act one, they say. Okay.
Prati Riksha Mali Aiche Brumite Brumite Ashokir Tale Krishne Dekin Achambite. As he thus wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashoka tree and suddenly saw Lord Krishna.
Then he was Jagannath.
Krishna Deki Mahaprabhu Daya Cholila Age Deki Hasi Krishna Antardana Aila. When he saw Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly. But Krishna smiled and disappeared.
This Antardan.
Antardan Aila disappeared.
Antardan is a Shakti, is a potency that certain demigods have of invisibility. And Jiva Goswami gives it as the example of what happened after Krishna left the planet is that all of his, what were manifest pastimes, became like that, antardhan, they became invisible, still going on. But although they were, everyone could see them before, now they're invisible.
I was reading, again, say something like that from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about Krishna's various aged bodily forms according to ages. In the verse that describes that bhava, when it progresses to prema and prema to sneha and so on and so forth, each stage doesn't disappear, it just maintains its identity while one progresses. Bhava becomes prema without giving up its previous state of being bhava, because of Krishna's inconceivable potency, achintya shakti, present in rakti, prema, sneha, and so on, all of which are the highest transformations of Krishna's ladini shakti. Thus we understand that bhava also exists separately from prema. Likewise, sneha and the other more advanced stages each exist separately from the subsequent stage. An example is given, and this is what I was thinking of. The Balya body of Krishna attains a little more sweetness and attains the Pauganda state, but without giving up the Balya state. The Pauganda body then attains more excellence and becomes the Kaishor body without giving up the previous condition. It is not like the material body of human beings and so on, which on attaining the Pauganda and Kaishor bodies gives up its Balya and Pauganda bodies respectively. This is because all the ages and pastimes of Krishna corresponding to all his ages are eternal. When Krishna manifests his Pauganda body, however, the Balya body disappears into it and then appears in the universe in which he manifests Balya pastimes, in which his manifest Balya pastimes are about to begin. Also, in the realm of the unmanifest Vrindavan, the Balya body appears wherever the Balya pastimes begin. And then number three, the Balya body of Krishna will also appear again in a future kalpa of Brahma during the Vaibhasvata Manvantara when Vrindavan manifests on earth again.
Yes, it's something that I've studied before from there. How the different, and it's also said of different tastes. The example is given, for instance, of the elements and how the qualities of, for instance, fire, air, ether, etc., everything is present. Everything's present in the previous one, and ultimately everything's present in earth. Similarly, in prema, and then in developed prema, all the previous stages simultaneously coexist. And then same goes for Krishna's ages, and ultimately same goes for Krishna's incarnations.
Interesting examples given. It is just like anger, lust, and other emotions in a materialistic person. When one such emotion surfaces, the other still exists, but in the form of mental impressions.
And this concept of when Krishna appears, all his incarnations enter within him, or appear with him. And wasn't there, I think, in Bhagavatamrita, where whether he was on heavenly planet or, I don't know, Vaikuntha, the Lord disappeared, and then after a while he came back, and it was said that Krishna had appeared somewhere, and the Lord went and entered into the body of the Lord. If I remember right, that's in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. This concept of guess and then who knows, Kaviraj Goswami says Krishna is killing Krishna's not killing the demons, or he's killing the demons through the agency of Lord Vishnu. It doesn't look like Lord Vishnu when he's doing it.
And how the time for the appearance of the Yuga Avatar coincided with Krishna's desires to show his Braj Leela. So therefore, the Vishnu, the maintainer, merged within the body of Krishna. Another example here is, it is similar to molasses, which gives up its initial state and becomes solid raw sugar. When the solid raw sugar appears, the molasses no longer has a separate existence. The solid raw sugar then becomes white sugar and then refined sugar. When the refined sugar is there, the molasses, solid raw sugar, and white sugar no longer exist. So Vishwanath is saying it's not like that when it comes to Krishna's ages.
It's not like that.
Yes, someone's arguing.
Oh. I follow.
Yes. A doubt now arises that. So someone is saying, in this case also then, shouldn't it be that Bhava becomes Prem and cannot retain its previous state of being Bhava? And then he'll refute that.
They don't use the example of the material elements?
That's somewhere else. It must be in an earlier chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading something like that.
Very wonderful things, very inconceivable things.
Well, should we finish this chapter? We're almost there.
That's cool.
Age Paila Krishna Tanre Puna Haraya Bhume Te Padila Prabhu Murch Chitaya. Having gotten Krishna and then lost him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. Krishna Sri Anga Gandhe Bariche Ujjane Se Ganda Paya Prabhu Haya Achitane. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled it, he fell unconscious at once. Nirantara Nasai Pashe Krishna Parimal Ganda Aspadite Prabhu Haila Pada. But the scent of Krishna's body incessantly entered his nostrils, and the Lord became mad to relish it. Krishna Ganda Lubdaratha Sakire Ye Kohila Sei Shloka Pari Prabhu Arta Karila. Srimati Radharani once spoke a verse to her gopi friends, describing how she hankers for the transcendental scent of Krishna's body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that same verse and made its meaning clear. Kuranga Majid Vapu Parima Lormi Kristangana Sakanganani Nali Nastake Shashi Yutavja Ganda Prata Madhen Duvara Chandana Guru Sukandi Chachita Same Madana Mohana Sakitanoti Nasa Spiham. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of musk and attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of his body distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with that of camphor. His body is anointed with aromatic substances like musk, camphor, sandalwood, and agouti. Oh, my dear friend, that personality of Godhead, also known as the Enchanter of Cupid, always increases the desire of my nostrils.
This chapter, there's a lot to this chapter. It could fill our next meeting.
Verse first expounding Govinda Lilamrita.
Hmm.
Well, do you want to go on and save the last verses for... As you say, there's a lot.
Save it. There is.
Okay.
There is.
Yeah, ends at text 112, and we're up to 92.
I'm still curious who Krishna sees, who Lord Chaitanya sees. I mean, obviously, seeing Krishna, but what particular manifestation of Krishna is that? And is it... And is it a type of Krishna that's an illusion created by Yoga Maya? Is it actually a form with substance?
Well, who is the Krishna that appears and is manifestly then Vrindavan when the because of the intense feelings of separation of the Vrijabhasis?
Depends on their love. For some, it's Krishna personally comes, and like he's describing in CC, that he actually comes and dances with others. With others, it may be, I don't know, a mental image. For a sadhaka, it may just be just that spruti.
Spruti.
Image within the mind. Mm-hmm. Spruti, excuse me. Spruti. Mm-hmm. Ishtadeva spruti.
Yes, yes. But in reference to like what Prabhupada calls in the Krishna book, Krishna's bhava expansion, in that way he actually never leaves Vrindavan. So...
That bhava expansion term, I have never found anywhere.
I
just assume it's manifest and unmanifest pastime.
Like we were just reading about the Balya and Boganda and Kishore, that the Balya form disappears into the Boganda, but meanwhile it appears in the next universe where that pastime is beginning, and then it also appears whenever Krishna has his unmanifest lila, and then again it'll appear on earth when the next day of Brahma comes.
It's all mysterious to my little mind. Inconceivable. They never... Yeah, you never come to the end. They count the graves in sand, or the atoms, but you can't count Krishna's glories or qualities. They're sort of unlimited. As many as we can count is good. And by doing that, those qualities have such an enchanting characteristic that they really attract the mind. Or empower the intelligence and enable devotees to be absorbed in Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't try, what does it mean to think about Krishna?
If we don't try to.
Well, if we don't try to understand Krishna's qualities, to be absorbed in Krishna. Of course, one thing is being absorbed in Krishna's name or Krishna's lila, and then Krishna's guna, his gunas, really amazing. Yeah, which means that Krishna's Swarup, the one Krishna, is also in different places. And Swayam Bhagavan is in, say he's in one place in his Balya, in one place Poganda, another place Kaishore. And yet, in the Kaishore, all of them are present. Here they're manifest. That's why, for instance, when Mother Yashoda takes full-grown Krishna or Devaki on her lap, then the reciprocation and Krishna's mood then comes out. His Balda mood comes out.
Good point.
But that's mentioned. That's either there or the commentaries mention that. That all of these moods are present in the Kishore form, and therefore, because that's the original form, and therefore he reciprocates on that level, he can reciprocate with the others. He can be a Kumar with the cowherd boys, and he's a Kishore with the gopis, and when he's with Mother Yashoda. And there's that one verse somewhere, it says, even though Krishna's sort of full grown, Mother Yashoda still thinks of him, that he still, you know, needs her breast milk in order to grow up. And some gopis are making fun of Mother Yashoda, elder gopis making fun that Mother Yashoda's thinking like that. Love is very enchanting, and ultimately, yeah, intellectual exercise, you understand something, but real empowerment comes by prema. To the degree that there's attachment, to that degree you can understand Krishna. And then to the stage where Krishna can't hide anymore from the gopis or from the devotees. He can't hide himself just because their love is so strong that they force his hand. Hare Krishna. I'm intrigued by those little gopis over there. Day after tomorrow?
As you like.
I have Kurukshetra Maharaj coming over tomorrow. He's doing some lecture on New Brajadam in Czech. And he wants to come into chat.